विद्यात ऐक्यम महावाक्य जीवात्म परमात्मनः। Also we reach that state, that is it, निषिद्ध निखिलोपाधि, निषिद्ध you negate, निखिलोपाधि all उपाधि, and उपाधि we have seen, there is a व्यष्टि उपाधि and there is समष्टि उपाधि। व्यष्टि उपाधि our own body, mind, intellect, this is Vyashti, and Samashti, all non-rupa of the world is the Samashti Upadhi. So Nishidhya, all Upadhi, micro and macro Upadhi are to be negated. How? How to be negated? Not like we remove our clothes. By this sentence, na iti, not this, this is not Atma, this is not Atma, this way we have to do it. So after negating all upadhis, what will remain? So both said, sunya will remain. There is nothing. But Vedanta says, no, you reject and accept. Because sunya also somebody saw, when both the dharma said, Gautama Buddha said, I saw sunya. Who saw the sunya? Atman was there. So Vedanta says, you reject and accept. Reject what? Naiti, naiti, all your gross body, subtle body, causal body. Naiti, naiti, not this, not this, not this. Then what will remain? Something will remain that you have to accept. So both things you have to do. Reject and accept. Then a question will come. Is there any difference between Jeev and Ishwar? Is the consciousness in between Jeev and Ishwar is one and same? So it is yes, said yes. With Upadhi, they are different. With Upadhi, they are different. So our body is what? Gross body, subtle body and causal body plus Atman. It's all mixed up. Only two things are there. Anatma and Atma. So what we have to do? Anatma, you have to negate. Then you accept what is remaining here. Now this Atman of Jiva, Ishvara and the consciousness of the Brahma is one and same. From that standpoint, we all are Brahman. Without Upadhi. With Upadhi, we are different. With Upadhi we are Alpagya, he is Sarvagya. With Upadhi different. With Upadhi there will be relationship, Mata, Pita and all that relationship. All our relationship is with this Upadhi. But from the standpoint of the consciousness, And how to reach there? In Upadesara also we have seen. Isa jivayo vesadi vidha sat sabhavata vastu kevalam. The difference between jiva and Ishwari is only because of the upadhi. They remove the upadhi, it is one and same. Therefore it was said, vesahanata swatmadarshanam. The moment you negate your ves, this upadhi, swatmadarshanam. Immediately you will get that swatmadarshanam. And swatmadarshan is darshanam. That atmadarshan is ishadarshan. That is Ishwara. Why that is Ishwara? Because the consciousness in me and consciousness in Ishwara and consciousness in Brahman is seven and same. So seeing that consciousness means seeing that Brahman or Ishwara. So how we come to know that this consciousness in me and the consciousness in Ishwara is one and same? It is by Mahavakyahi. The Praman, the source of knowledge is Mahavakya. Vidyat Aikyam Mahavakya. All Mahavakya will tell you the same thing. That the jeev is not different from Ishwara. All Mahavakya will tell you the same thing. So Vidyat that. So without Upadhi, we are same. So therefore there is no relationship of Mata, Pita, Putra, Bhai, Bandhu. From that standpoint there is no relationship. But with Upadhi we have got relationship. And what are the four Mahavakya? We have seen Prajnanam Brahma, Tattvamasi, I am Atma Brahma, Aham Brahmasmi. And we have seen in detail, first is the Lakshan Vakya, the definition, and second is the Upadesh Vakya, the teacher tells, Tat Tvamasi, you are that. Then the Sishya goes and made it, I am Atma Brahma. Again Nirdesh is done, this Atman is Brahman. He again meditates and comes out and says, Aham Brahmasmi. I am Brahman. Why it is called Mahavakya? Because it is great. Maham is great. It's a great statement. It's not a long sentence. But the meaning is very great. Therefore, it is called Mahavakya. So Mahavakya, we have to see the Aikyam, the Jeev and Ishwar and Brahman is one and same. From which standpoint, again and again, you have to think which standpoint, from the standpoint of consciousness, without Upadhi. With Upadhi, we are different. If you want to compare yourself with Upadhi, with Ishwara, we are different. Without Upadhi, we are one and same. Tat Tamasi. It is from that standpoint, we are one and same.
आविद्यकं शरीरादि
आविद्यकं शरीरादि
दृश्यं बुद्बुदवत्क्षरं
दृश्यं
बुद्बुदवत्क्षरं एतद्विलक्षणं विद्यात् एतद्विलक्षणं विद्यात् अहं ब्रह्मेति निर्मलम् अहं ब्रह्मेति निर्मलम् आविद्यकं शरीरादि दृश्यं बुद्बुदवत्क्षरम् एतद्विलक्षणं विद्यात् अहं ब्रह्मेति निर्मलम्.
Now the logic is being given here, reason is being given, why I am not this BMI. Just to prove that I am not BMI. How do you prove this BMI? I am not BMI. It says, avidyakam sariradi drishyam. The hetu, the reason is drishyam, because all of them are seen. Drishyam. This is the hetu. Avidyakam. Avidyakam, if you break this word, then it will be A plus अविद्यकम्, आ प्लस अविद्यकम्, दिस अविद्यक हियर मीन्स आ इज द उपसर्ग प्रीफिक्स, आ मीन्स अप टू अविद्यकम्, अप टू इग्नोरेंस, अप टू इग्नोरेंस शरीर आदि, सो स्टार्टिंग फ्रॉम द ग्रॉस बॉडी सटल बॉडी एंड अविद्यकम मीन्स द कॉजल बॉडी आर ऑल सीन दृश्यम, ऑल ऑफ देम आर सीन, दैट इज द रीजन आई एम नॉट बी एम आई. सो व्हेन आ उपसर्ग इज एडेड इट मीन्स अप टू. So if somebody asks you how much is the Bharat Varsh, A Setu Himachal, A Setu, A means up to, Setu means Ramaswaram, Himachal up to Himalaya, from the Ramaswaram to Himachal is Bharat Varsh. A Setu Himachal. And if you want to cover all ages, then what we say, A Bal Vriddha. From the Bala, from the child to the Vriddha. In the audience, what was the age to present? Ah Bala Vriddha. From the child to Vriddha, everybody was present there. So Avityakam Sagiradi, up to ignorance. So all body, gross body, causal body, and the subtle body, Karan Sahi, they are all seen. And we all know seer is always different from seeing. The same thing cannot become seer and seeing at a time. It can never happen. It can never happen. If it happens, then what will happen? That is false. Like in the dream. In the dream, seer and seen both are mind. One person has become seer and seen. But the same thing is in the Jagrat Avastha also. Those who are studying Upadesha, they know that this mind in the Jagrat Avastha also is false. Why? Because he has become seer and he has become seen also. Ahankar is there and other things are also there. Everything is there. Anyway, we are not going into that discussion. But we have studied in the Drik Drishya Vivek, Rupam Drishyam Lotanam Drik Tad Drishyam Duktumanasam Drishyadhi Vritya Sakshi Drigevanatu Drishyate. Rupam, rupam is form, color. Those are all drishya, seen. Who is the seer? Lochanam drik. Drik means the seer. Lochanam, the eye are the seer. And what is seen? Form, color, they are seen. They are two different. Then it says, tad drishyam druktu manasam. Now these eyes are also seen. In Vivek Chudamani we were studying. Do you remember? Andhatvam, Mandatvam, Patutvam, Andhatvam. Blind. Mandatvam, I am not able to see clearly. Patutvam, I am seeing very clearly. These are the dharma of the eyes, not of mind. So tadrisham dartumanasam, who is the seer of this, that blindness, or that I am not able to see clearly, or I am not seeing very clearly, manasam. So eyes become seen and mind becomes seer. Then it is said, Drishyadhi Vrittya Sakshi. Who is the seer of? Dhri Vritti, Dhi means Buddhi, Vritti means thoughts, Who is the seer of the thoughts in mind? He says, Sakshi. What is the definition of Sakshi? Must put it, don't ask questions.
Lakshmiji.
Upahit Chaitanya.
No, you have to tell the definition. You have to tell the definition.
Antahkarana Upahit Chaitanya. Chaitanya which has got a conditioning which is called Antahkarana. And who is a jiva? Antahkarana Visishta. Visishta means he is identified. It has become Visheshan. Antahkarana Visishta Chaitanya. Chaitanya which has got a conditioning and that Chaitanya is identified with the conditioning, that is called Jiva. So Sakshi also has got a conditioning which is Antahkaran, Jiva also has got a conditioning which is Antahkaran, but the difference between Sakshi and Jiva is identified and Sakshi is not identified. तो दृश्याधिवृत्त साक्षी दृगेव न तो दृश्यते बट हु इज द सीयर ऑफ ऑल द थॉट साक्षी ही इज द अल्टीमेट सीयर एंड दृगेव न तो दृश्यते ऑलवेज रिमेंबर दिस हु इज द अल्टीमेट सीयर द साक्षी साक्षी हुई साक्षी विच हैज गॉट ए कंडीशन दैट साक्षी दैट आत्मन दैट ब्रह्मन यू कैन नेवर सी. You can never see means you can never make him an object. He will never come in a test tube. Never. Drigevana tu drishyate. And all BMI are seen. I am different from BMI. All BMI things are seen. I am not seen. My quality, my attribute is different from BMI. Since they are all seen and I am Drigevna tu drishyate, I am not BMI. Why I am not BMI? Because these are all seen. And what is my quality? Drigevna tu drishyate. You can never see me like this book. You can never see me. And what is the rule? Rule is yad drisham tad jalam. Whatever you see, it is all inert. Why it is all inert? Because the raw material is inert. What is the raw material? Pancha Mahabhuta. And all those Pancha Mahabhuta are sentient. They are inert, jad. So yad drisham tad jalam. All are inert. And whatever is jada, inert, is naswaram. It will perish. Naswaram. Tan mithya. They are all mithya. Why mithya? What is the definition of mithya? That we stage in one period of time is called mithya. One we stage in three period of time, we call it sata. One which is not there in three period of time, we call it asat. So one we stage in one period of time, it's called mithya. We can't say that this is sat. We can't say it is asat. Therefore, it is called mithya. Anything which is mithya is asat. It is non-existing. A thing which was not before, which is not after, which is in between before coming into creation and after ending, that is not there. Jo pehle nahi tha, baad mein nahi hai, beech mein bhi nahi hai. Like a dream state, it was not there early. Before you started dreaming, dream was not there. And after the end of the dream, dream is not there. So we call dream an asat. It's not there. During that period also it's not there. Asat. Anything which is asat is not sat. Anything which is asat is not sat. Atma is sat. Therefore, na atma. You got it? yad drishyam, whatever is seen, tat jalam, that is inert, tan nasvaram, that will all perish, tan mithya, because it is limited in time, tat asat, it is not there, therefore na sata, it is not sata. Can you say asat thing as a sat? No. Asat is not sat. Therefore, na atma, it's not atma. So anything which you are seeing in this world is not atma. Prove. Very good. But if I say, I am jada, I am inert. Can you say that? The moment you say, it is in Sanskrit, it is say, badato vyaghat tosaha, badato. The moment you say, I am inert, inert cannot speak. Badato vyaghat. So how is this all, whatever is seen? It is said, budbud vat charam, budbud vat charam, like budbud bubble, vat like perishable. Whatever is seen is all limited in time, therefore we call it mithya. All drishya, all anatma vastu, all are inert, all are limited in time. And Shankaracharya said, it is budbud vat saram, budbud, like a bubble. But this bubble is giving us trouble. The whole world, whichever we are seeing, our body, mind, intellect, our karansari, and all those related with this body. All those related with this body. Either children or parents. Or this way, uncle, aunt, 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 all, both. All of them give us trouble. But this trouble can be made bubble by knowledge. Once you come to know that you are not this BMI, anatma, all this BMI is all seen, all drishya, and I am different from drishya. We have already seen ultimate seer is you cannot bring him in the test tube. You can't make him seen. So that ultimate seer is definitely different from whatever is seen. And whatever is seen is like budbud, like a bubble, which gives us trouble. And when we come to know, the trouble is because of your identification with the bubble. The bubble, you see, it comes into existence, it dances for some time, and similarly, this also is like this. It has come into existence, including our body. Come into existence, it will dance here for some time, and then after that, kata. And so long we are alive, it gives us trouble. By knowledge, the trouble can be ended. How? What is the knowledge? Aham Brahmasmi. I am different from body, mind and intellect. And we have seen many times, the source of all sorrow is anatma, not atma. And what is this all anatma? All seen things are all anatma. So then who are you? We have to find out who am I. Ask anybody, who are you? He will give his name, his profession, his address, his country, his nationality, his job, or his lineage. I am Brahman, I am Chhatri, my forefather was so and so. Veda Abhyasi, Veda Pati. All that. But that is not your real identity. Who are you? We think if this is not there, prana is not there, if the mind is not there, I'm dead. For us, this body carries a lot of weight. If this body is not there, prana is not there, mind is not there, nothing is there. Because we give much more importance to this body. A sick person went to a doctor. He had one, what you call, some wound somewhere, it was not healing. He went to the doctor, he was a little bit aged person. And the doctor went. The doctor checked him up and said, okay. First he saw his blood pressure. Found the pressure is also very high. Then checked his blood sugar, that was also high. So blood sugar, he said, don't take salt. Salt nahi khana.
Pressure.
Then wound was not healing. Checked that there was a sugar. Chini nahi khana. No salt, no sugar. Then, are you non-vegetarian? Well, yes. Don't touch non-vegetarian. Non-veg also nahi khane ka hai. No chili. So this fellow thought, meetha bhi nahi, namkeen bhi nahi, non-veg bhi nahi, chili bhi nahi, pickle bhi nahi, nothing. So what is the use of living? He committed suicide. He didn't study Vedanta. After all this, still there is something. He was so attached to BMI that if you are not getting this, that's a bekar jindagi kharab. We sometimes see the children when they fail in the class. 7, 8, 9, 10, if they fail, they say the khatam ho gaya jindagi. And they commit suicide. Aur kuch nahi hai. Etad vilachanam vidyat aham brahmeti nirvalam. Etad vilachanam vidyat. No. Etad vilachanam. I am different from all this thing. Brahmeti nirvalam. There is something different from that. So after negating everything, it's not something zero becomes. There is no that sunya. It's not zero. Still something is there. And what is that? That is Brahman. Still, it is there. So one logic is given. Nirvana means pure, untainted. You cannot contaminate that Brahman. And that we have seen many times. By the example of? What is that other class?
Eyes
don't become seeing the red rose. Now Premaji has changed. Now we have to make it yellow rose.
Transfer of information.
So, that we have seen, that Atman is never tainted. So, one hetu, one reason is said here about drishya. Because all are seen. And you cannot see the ultimate seer. This is the difference. Why are not this all these things? Body, mind and intellect, avidya. Because they are all seen. And I can never be seen. That is the difference between Atma and Anatma.
Dehanyatvana me janma. Dehanyatvana me janma. Jarakashalayadayah. Jarakashalayadayah. Shabdadi vishayai sangaha. Shabdadi vishayai sangaha. Nirindriyatayanacha. Nirindriyatayanacha. Dehanyatvaname janma. Jarakarshalayadayah. Shabdadi vishayai sangaha.
Nirindriyatayanacha. Deha anyatvat na me. Na me, I am not deha. And etc. I am different from body. Na me janma jara karsya laya adaya. I don't have all these things. Janma. Jara, old age, karsya, weak, thin, laya, death, etc. These are all in body, in the anatma you will find janma. The whole creation is coming janma, then it stays for some time, then after that becomes weak. So you see your houses, your own body, janma, then it grows, after that becomes weak, then after that jara, old age, death. And in Tattva-bodh we have seen six vikara. Asti jayate, vardate, viparinamate, apakshiyate and vinashyatiti. That means, here Shankaracharya is saying, that I am not with sat vikara. I here means Suddhātmā. Suddhātmā is not subject to any modification. Deha anyatvāt na me, because I am different from Deha. Deha has got, the body has got this six modification and not me. Gurudev said, people with the age of 90-95 are also living. Why they are living? Because they are very weak, thin, kasya. They eat less. So in the old age you will find the people lose their weight.
Because
more. Then what happened? Well, they don't have the power to throw that subtle body. So weak.
Strength.
They are living. Why are they living? Because they are eating little bit of food. Sakti nahi hai to throw the subtle body out of the body. So what we have to do? First we have to negate the all upadhi by 90-90. Don't give reality to your body. Don't give reality to the prapancha also. We give too much of importance to the body and too much importance to the world. Why should not be given importance? Because all are mithya. Mithya means it is limited in time. All are inert, perishable, including my body, including the whole prapancha, is all anatma vastu. They are all subject to modification. And who am I? I am different from all this, from the prapancha. In the prapancha, the substratum is Brahman, and inside me, Atman is the substratum. This Atman and Brahman is one and the same, and we came to know through Mahavakyai. This is one and same. So once you do the Shravan, then after that what we have to do is to do the Manan. Why Manan is needed? To make your understanding doubt-free. Whatever is said in the scripture or whatever the guru says is true. If he is saying Aham Brahmasmi, it is true. I have to accept it. You reflect on that, on what statement, on what standpoint he is saying. And from that standpoint, I am different. Sabdadi visay sango nirandritya nacha. And I am nirindriya. I don't have any sense. In Ishavasya Upanishad you have studied that Brahman is without gross body, subtle body and causal body. So here it is said nirindritya, nirindriyataya. Nirindritya means I have no indriya. No organs of perception, action, and mind, buddhi, prana. Nothing is there. So I am not this indriya. And what is the function of indriya? To get the stimuli from the sense objects. So we have five jnanendriya and there are only five sense objects. So I am not indriya. I am not attached to indriya. I am not five sense objects. I am not attached to the five sense objects also. Sabdadi visay sango nirandriya nirandriti nirandriya dayanacha. I am different from all of them. So I don't see. Here I means the Atman, the Brahman. I don't see, I don't hear, I don't touch, I don't taste, I don't smell. That we know it very well because the Brahman is Karta. Brahman is a Karta. Brahman is a Karta. So who is doing all these things? So in Gita we have said, Guna Gunesu Vartante. Guna means all the. Guna means Sattva Rajatama Guna. Gunesu. They revel in the Gunas. My body is made of Sattva Rajastamas. Similarly, sense objects are also made. I just start with five great elements. My body is also made of five great elements, and all bodies of the whole world, all 14 lokas are also made up. And they have come from gunas. What are gunas? Sattva, rajas and tamas. We have studied in Tattva Bodha. So who is interacting with whom? Guna, gune, subartante. This sattva, rajas, tamas is interacting with another sattva, rajas and tamas. With this chair, with this table, with building, interacting with the whole world is made up. Three gunas, sattva, rajas, tamas, guna, gunesu, vartante. And I am not guna, I am not sattva, rajas, tamas, I am different from all these things. So I am not seeing, hearing, touching, tasting and smelling. Who are doing? Gunas are doing.
Very good.
So in Sravan we know that I am not BMI. In Manan you understand that I am not BMI. So by Sravan you come to know I am not body, mind and intellect. By Manan you understand. Your knowledge becomes doubt free that I am BMI. So in this verse we have seen that he has negated Deha, Indriya and Vishaya. Three things negated. I am not this body, I am not Indriya and I am not Sabdadi Vishaya. How many Vishayas are there? Five. Sabda, Sparsa, Rupa, Rasa, Gandha. We say these things are negated here. Deha, Indriya and sense objects are negated here. Now in the next verse, he is negating mind and prana also, but we don't have time. 40 minutes khatam ho gaya.
45 minutes.
Karte khatam. It will take 10 minutes time. Chal, let us do it.
Next, meditation verses are there, none of those are different. Next three verses are on meditation, that is different.
Amanastvanna me dukkha, amanastvanna me dukkha, raga dvesha bhayadayah, raga dvesha bhayadayah, aprano yamana shubhrah, aprano yamana shubhrah, ityadi shruti shasanat, ityadi shruti shasanat, amanastvanna me dukkha, raga dvesha bhayadayah, aprano yamana shubhrah, ityadi shruti shasanat.
Amanastvat na me dukkha raga dvesha bhayadayah. Amanastvat, because I have got no mind. We have already seen the Brahman has got no gross body, subtle body and causal body. No upadhi. So from that standpoint, amanastvat, I don't have any mind. Therefore, na me dukkha. There is no dukkha. Where we experience this dukkha sorrow? In mind. Raga, attachment, where is that? Mind. Dvesa, hatred, that also is mind. Bhaya, fear, that also in mind. Adaya, thousands of emotions are there. He is giving four examples. Since I am not mind, therefore, dukkha, raga, dvesha, bhaya, they are all not in me. I am not suffering with all these things. They belong to mind. How do you prove they belong to mind? In Jagrat Avastha, I experience all these dukkha, raga, dvesha, bhaya. Whether I will get my desirable things or not? Bhaya, fear. Will I get undesirable things? Bhaya, fear comes. Dukkha, sukha, everything is experienced in mind. How do you prove in the deep sleep there is no mind? Therefore, there is no dukkha, there is no raga, no bhaya, no krodha, nothing. And the experience of all deep sleeper, whether he is a rich person or a poor person, a beggar, experience of the deep sleep is one and same. Whether you are sleeping in the palace or you are sleeping on the footpath, doesn't matter. Dukkha, raga, dvesha, bhaya, adya. So these all are related to mind. And I am not mind. Therefore, I am not affected by any sorrow. Be it adhyatmik, adhidaivik or adhibhautik. I am not affected by any one of them. So this mind is very powerful. This mind, you don't know how powerful it is. Very powerful. This mind has created supercomputer. It's not so. How powerful is our mind? Once you come to know about this, you will fall in love with your mind. But Vedanta says, know that mind is not me. Why? Because it is seen, drishyatvat. The hetu, the logic earlier it was given, because it is seen. All the emotions are seen. Therefore, it is different from me. Good. Then, other emotions, lobe, mad, matsar, everything belongs to the mind. When the mind is present, they are all there. When the mind is not present, it's not there. So, Gurudev said, one moment we are happy, another moment we are sorrowful, sometimes we are jumping, something we are sleeping. Every moment these vrittis are changing. Moment to moment it changes. Every moment it changes. And we have seen many times. Somebody, you are enjoying in the party, you are eating, the dinner plate is in your hand. At that time cell phone rings. You come to know that some of your relative, very close relative, has met with the accident. You are sorrowful. Then after 5 minutes, again a call comes. Today is 1st April. I was making you food. Nothing happened. You are still, second moment, started enjoying. So the scripture says that, okay, this is changing every moment. You know it. What is to be done now? Witness it. Sakshi, become Sakshi. Don't get affected by all the vrittis. See the drama. See the drama of mind. Sometimes you will see comedy. Sometimes you will see thrill, tragedy. Everything is happening. Chalo, tamasha dekho. But when you get identified, you become sorrowful. Like a person went with his wife to a movie. Huh? Then what happened? Both were sitting together. All of a sudden, the husband started crying. And what happened? Why are you crying? Heroine died. So that heroine was the wife of the hero. I'm your wife sitting with you. Why are you crying? I'm not dead. Because we identified the vritti and started. So we have to just see. So where this is written, Shankaracharya, is it your creation? This mind and all that? No, no, no. Aprano yamana subra ityadi shruti sasana. It is written in the Shruti. It is still written in the Mundaka Upanishad. It is in the Mundaka Upanishad that Atman, that Brahman is aprana. Prana is not there. Amana, mind is also not there. Subhra, it is pure, not tainted by anything. That is written in the scripture. Shruti Shasana. So we have got the Shruti Praman. We have got the Anubhuti Praman also. Shruti Praman, Yukti Praman. What is the Yukti? Drishyatvat. Yukti Praman. Now we have to do the experience, Anubhav. Experience. How the experience can be done? If the mind is in the sattvic state, then it can be experienced also. What we have to do? We have to bring the mind to the sattvic level. When the sattvic level comes, we can do it. You can experience it. Now the next three verses, 34, 35, 36 are meditative verses, verses for meditation. You will see it in our next class.
पूर्णमदः पूर्णमिदं पूर्णात् पूर्णमुदच्यते पूर्णस्य पूर्णमादाय पूर्णमेवावशिष्यते ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः हरि ओम् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरि ओम्